doesn't mean it's not what to talk about. In the one sif, we started it already, and we had seen at the end of Shir on Thursday a very significant citation from the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simen Tov Nun Aleph Sif Yud Gimel in the Hagah, which made the following statement, just to refresh your memories. An individual had we put Megillah Sefer on, and he quotes the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. He saw it in the original on Thursday. It's always good to see it a second time in a secondary source to give us an opportunity for Chazara. Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe said that the halacha is what happens. We know the general principle we saw in the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav, which is cited over here in the Mefarshim and Siman Tzadik Gimel in Yoredeya, that if something was absorbed by fire, you have to kasher by fire. Absorbed by water, kasher by water. That's the sugya of Mefaresh, the Mishnah, really, the last Mishnah of Masecht Avodah Zarah. There's an exception to the rule. We had it on the screen on Thursday. That is, if it's Hetera Bola, such as Kotshim, which when it comes in is kosher, later on it becomes Nosar or the like. So then we say that even though it came in through fire, it can go out through water. And the lumdus behind that is, we saw in the Gemara and Rashi, quoting Rav Ashi, the last Amora on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, that after, presumably like this, when it goes in fire, there's a lot of absorption. On the fire, it's very powerful. When you take it, when you put it into water, most of it comes out, but there's still something left. That's why it's an insufficient kashering process. It's not a gimel. So it's an insufficient kashering process. So if it came in as treif, so there remains some tarfas in the pot, you may not use it. But if it came in as kosher, then, thank you so much. Thank you. If it came in as kosher, and now you want that the status of tarfas should be imposed for the first time on that which is absorbed in a utensil, not so fast. It has to be something strong enough that even though it's in a utensil, the status of treif is going to be imposed upon it. And the way it seems from this simple read of the Gemara of Ashi, it would appear that it doesn't make a difference when you actually did this kashering with water. In other words, logically, I would have said, that's what the Prima Gadim says, based on the Rambam, logically, one could have said like this, if I purge the metal in water before the time that it becomes noser, so what's left inside is so minimal that the shame noser cannot be chal in the first place. But what will happen if it comes in as kosher meat, it becomes noser, and then afterwards I purge it with water? That may not suffice, because it already became treif in the kli. That's what the Prima Gadim suggests, based upon the Rambam. But the traditional wisdom based on Rav Ashi is differently. Namely, that even though it came in as kosher meat, even though you just let it stay for 2 days, it became noser. But since it's only in a pot becoming noser, there was never noser in real meat, that amount of that's in the pot, which becomes noser, is weak, and if you get it out with water as opposed to fire, it suffices. This is the background information. Okay? Just to refresh our memories, it should be in here somewhere on the sefer. It quotes the Gemara of Otisar, or of just to chazer a little bit. What's it say? If it comes out from on the fire, you need libun. If it comes with water, it's enough to have a go. If it's kochim, below heter, even though it came in the fire, it's enough to have a go. What's pshat? How do you explain it? Vabiru was there. Tagola moila lahoti is ikar ablia. Rakma'at nishar shen nistrach bekli. Va'oso ma'at kolush. It's weak. Ben yocho lochol olav shem isr. Now, he concedes. Din ze poshut yos, it's more clear. Both in shemagil es akli. Kodem shah ablia nesra. But the Gemara Shem Mavua B'Divir Rav Ashi, after the Achashet Habalua B'Kli Nasano, so Gam Kain Sagi B'Hagol, I B'Idna De Kapolit Isura Kapolit, even though at the time that it comes out, it's already Isra Noser, doesn't matter. B'Idna De Kapolit, says the Gemara, less of the surah beine. At that moment in time, the yisur is not in the pot. It's just it's not extant in the real world. It's only absorbed in the walls of a pot. What does that mean? Tzar over here. Rabban Rashi, which will explain based upon Rashi, to make korak shechal yisur no sur ala balua hu chalrak al ikira blia shiot sedei agola. In other words, when the shame knows to ischal for the very first time in the walls of a pot, it's only chal on the ikar blia in the pot. What's the ikar blia? That was going to go out later through hagolah. The secondary blia, the deep blia that will not come out through hagolah, that is never, it's too remote and too weak for the Easter of Noah to ever be chal on that in the first place. Also, chelik shadavik b'kli yosef yotzi v'achad eliban lo chal lev shem Easter in the first place. And he quotes the Alter Rebbe. That's why I'm starting. Also, tam kolish ma'od eino kedai sheyochol olav shem Yisr. It's very, very, very weak. It's very weak. Prima Godim says, based on the Rambam, shemagil hashvud hainu kodem shenas enoser. It's in Hilchos Basia Karbonis. I think it's Perches Alocha Yudal. Aval achakach lo moel de kvonas enoser. And he gives an example. Kvonat barnat. That's our next sugya, Mr. Shem, in a couple weeks. Dibhetera mutter, ubi sura asur. If it's too taste and still heter, it's okay. Isur is not okay. He doesn't understand. Maskonas de Gemara is the other way around. Even be sura polat, moel ha'gola. As we saw, Ravashi said it was with the Ramban and Ritva's explanation. And the Shach here quotes Chevel Rishon, of many Rishon, Dibhetera bola. Strange question. We know the answer. I told you last week. Because he based himself on the Rambam. What are you blaming for the poor Prima Godim for? It's not his fault. The Rambam's fault. The Rambam's against the Gemara. Not the Prima Godim. The Rambam's against the Gemara. That was the Rashash I was trying to show you on Thursday, which we still couldn't get the Rashash. Unfortunately, it's not in the links. It's a chutzpah, but okay, it's not in the links. So you'll look it up yourself. In the last time in Avodah Zarah, he makes a whole discussion about what exactly the conclusion of the Gemara is. We'll discuss in a few minutes. Okay, now watch this. The Prima Godim says as follows: Kedei reshetzolu ba'basar v'chakach bishlu b'cholof lo torah lo hagolah. This is the Prima Godim l'shitasa. Why? Because the milk got in before you got the meat out. Okay? If it was nitzlu b'basar. Let's say, for example, I grilled meat on my milchika grill. And now I right away do hagolah in water, in boiling water. That eliminates what has to be gotten rid of from the fleshiks. And now, if I put cheese on it, it's no problem. But there's still some amount of meat left in the deep recesses of the grill because you didn't burn it out. You only purged it out with water. Yeah, it's true. But that is so weak that now you put in milk, that milk cannot interact with that weak meat to create basar b'cholof. Okay. But what happens? No. Before I kasher it with water, I first cook milk. So what do? I change the order of the three things. The first case, I fry. It's a milchika grill. It's not a grill, a new grill. I grill meat. Then I cook. Then I grill meat. I put it into boiling water, and then I put on cheese. That's good. But if I grill meat, and then I grill cheese, and then I take it, then I use water, that's no good. Actually, use the word bishlu b'cholof. I can't use the word grill then. I have a pan, and I use the pan to is the word grill, that's a bad word. I would say to I use the word roast. I don't know what word to use.
Saute
means you put it in a, okay, I'm not a cook, use the word saute. Whatever word you want to use, whatever verb. In Hebrew, it's called soleh. So I'm going to maybe fry the meat. That's the best term that we normally use. So I'm putting the meat directly on this pan, okay? And then I cook milk in the same pan. I can put milk in there. So if I put the milk in there after I already had rinsed out the pan and put it in submersion in boiling water, would be no problem. But if I fry the meat and then I cook the milk and then I submerge it in boiling water, no good. And the prima gun. Why? I the boss is nivla beheter. I the bishah sagala who is serving lo tola agala. That's the prima gun of shitasa. I the chala which is mashke nivla leide agala. So therefore the boss should go back to heter. No, that's only going to the taz kufay sekon yugimul. Who says what? Applies even to what? Rabbi, to what? To basar bechalav. But the Shach denies that, right? He says, but the comments of basar does not apply. So then we're stuck. Okay. Fine. Whatever it may be, we're not going to every little prat over here. Fine. Here we go. This is what we saw Rabosai on Thursday. The whole of our Bosa Mishash and Nivla. Hoya Heter. You fried the meat in this frying pan. It was Heter Gum, it was a brand new frying pan. Avshachakach Neser Ayade Hacholov. Even though you cook milk in it later on. Tovala Hagola Lahotias Ikaratav Shalabosa. The Hagola will eliminate the major portion of the meat taste which was fried into this pan, the cholov. Whoa, 1 second. I lost the place. Shalabosar b'cholov. But also tam shalabosar shenidbak b'chozek b'kli. And that part of the meat which is very strongly embedded into the walls of the pan. The yotirak ayadei libun will only come out if you actually put it into fire, which is going to ruin the pan. Who kolish ma'od, who may korol ochalal of isa basa b'cholov. So therefore I'm in great shape. This is a fantastic cooler. But here comes the Megillah Seba with a party pooper. He's going to burst the balloon right now. Watch this now. V'yesh lahor, the chol divrei agraz kainim, they're correct. Oven shet solo basa b'machvas. They fry meat in a pan. V'chakach bishlu cholov. You cook milk in that pan. About, so who's ever cooked milk in a frying pan? Raise your hand. Because you don't think you don't have a pot. French toast. So you'll put the milk in there before you put the challah. Okay, so here we have a beautiful case of a holy Jew who was actually cooking milk in a frying pan. I'm so proud of you. You have the case that the Alter Rebbe is talking about. That's going to be good. In that kind of case, it's good. Avo, imachakach solu gvina. Who's ever fried cheese in a frying pan? More hands go up. If you did that to Zalta Lubavitcher Rebbe, you have a big problem. What's the problem? Look what he says. Lo tova la gola la machmes. The Rebbe will admit it won't work. Why? Dagvino neseres mea basar ot kodem shenivlas me machmas. What does that mean? The cheese which is fried in a frying pan, which an hour ago you fried salami in it. So before the cheese ever gets into the frying pan, the cheese is already basa b'cholov. Ukshenivla tama gvina b'machves. And when the taste of the fried cheese is absorbed in the frying pan, hu nivla kvar b'tor iser, hol b'lios v'ayadei ha'ur, lo tova lo hagola. There you go. Since it went in, Rabosai, on fire, cannot come out with water. Hi there, Rebbe. The Ibn Yagraz Yisparshu B'tzir Shal HaPrim HaGodim Shet Solu Basar V'chakach As Shol did Bishlu Cholov. They're making French toast. The Avsha Cholov Nesa Me'a Basar V'nivlevo Ki Isur. Yeah, but Harei L'Cholov Mo'i La'agol because it's only milk. Ava V'ofen Shet Solu Gvina V'agvina Nivlas Li'acha Shekvar Nesra Tzorich Libun Dafka. He said the problem is if Lashon HaGraz Alter Rebbe Sas Lo Mashmakein Shekosa the Mosar Hatam Abasa the remainder in Mosar Hatam Acholov Shein Klushin Niod and Kedai Liosnikra Lehem Shein Basa B'Cholov etc. Who Mashma
shemeduba beofen shegam acholav nivlay dehor v'yene otzi deagolav ahapikei mutter. And he sees that. V'zeina muvan u'kanal dekvanes rak vina konesh nivlo rak beofen shacholav nivla b'tura shol mashke as tol agolav. And this the Yisrael gets the kasha. At the honestly, it seems to me that's what the Rebbe said. I'm a Lubavitcher for this moment. The Rebbe said so. The Rebbe used the word cholav. What does cholav mean? It's cheese. Cholav means milk. Cholav means milk. No, he said milk. He meant milk. Okay. But then he has the most important heter of all, which is very, very relevant. I've had this challenge many times, many times. Mikomakom. I'm sorry. Oh, comes at lahalacha. Machla shebishlu b'cholav. Achaktolav b'basar or the reverse. Torach liban kosher. So it's a disaster. Only tzolav b'basar b'achak bishlu cholav hagol. Here comes the key heter. This is the most important heter in the whole sefer here. Demhoya ena ben yomo mitzliat kvina v'tzolav b'basar gam ken sagi b'hagol. Shoo! I get the shadow all the time. I made a mistake. In my fleshic frying pan, I put in margarine, and guess what? The margarine was really what? Either butter or milk or margarine. That happens to me all the time. So, and then or by mistake, the lady in the house, or the nanny, she took the fleshic pan, and she put cheese in it. Or if milk, she put salami on it. That's the Alter Rebbe says, the Gilas Rebbe says, no good. The answer is, we have to hope. It's an Eino Ben Yomo. Eino Ben Yomo means it wasn't used for this purpose in 24 hours. Then we say that the cheese itself, which you fry in the fleshic frying pan, which has been used for 24 hours, that cheese is not treif, because the cheese got a tam pogum from the pan. Oh, it'll have the same halachic status as it did with cooked milk. This Rabbo say, this is what saves all our Teflon pans. Is this last line over here? It's usually ene ben yomo, and stam ken ene ben yomo if you know for otherwise. But if you knew for a fact it's a ben yomo, I'm very sorry to say, I think he's right. You're going to have to kasher it with fire, which may very well remove the Teflon. What was a Teflon pan is now a non Teflon pan. You have to get through the self cleaning oven, wherever else you put it to conduct the libun. So this is something which you have to be worried about. Okay. But I think what he said until now. His mamish right on. He's explained to Alter Rebbe. I think the Rebbe meant what he said. I don't think the Rebbe is a kash against the Rebbe. I think the Rebbe is right. I think the Rebbe is what he meant. He said, you said milk. He said milk. He said milk. No. That's why maybe the Rebbe was a little bit careful. When the Rebbe said nivla, he meant one of two things. He meant milk for a ben yomo or cheese for an eni ben yomo. So the Rebbe was a little coy. That's what I thought. Fine. Rabosai, let's take a look, if you will, in the Taz, Sivkot and Beis. Simon Tzadi Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. Have a look inside, very important. Taz, Sivkot and Beis. Kosev Atur, B'Shem HaRashba. It's quite a way down in the Taz. Shembishal Yerokos Bigdera Shal Bosor. Shemuto Levashal Achakak Vina. Shekvon Niklash Tama Bosor. Where'd he get it from? Remember the one I bought as we saw on Thursday? Kol Yom Nasa Giyu Lachaveiro. Every day that you use it for another carbon, this weakens whatever's in the walls of the pot, and the Shem Nosa cannot be chal subsequently. So too, writes the Rashba. You take a fleshik of pot. You're cooking it vegetables. So since the vegetables get rid of some of the taste of the meat, whatever's left over is not going to combust the cholov if you put in milk. So the Rashba passes the Salalocha. Says the Taz, behind a bikli shetef she'ein b'liyosin meruba. It's talking about a case of osir, which is not earthenware. Okay. Aval le'el bikli cheres cholok atura b'alayita shekachatzu kama Rashba. Cheres is different. Hiksha beis Yosef halatur. Shehei vidas or Rashba. Yeah, what's wrong with the Rashba? To be simen tzadi dalet. Rabbi says, our next simen coming up. Hei viatur. The imbishlu mayim toch meis liet shel basa. I had meat. And within 24 hours I cooked water. Etc.
The mashma dal kolponim lo niklash tam abasar. He doesn't say that the water gets rid of the taste of the meat. Alken kosem marshal lo kaim lo karashbo. We don't pass the Rashba that kol yom nasagil lechaveiro. Maybe it wasn't. It's only a psak of rover of Ashi August. Who knows what? It's not la locha. When we call makom tzoch liyashiv dasa tur shevi dasa Rashba la locha. Ubisimin tzadi dal nuchach lo armina niklash koch bela habasa machmas hamayim shenis bashlu bo. You have this kasha, this tremendous kasha against the tur, the Beis Yosef's kasha. Nira Lee says the Taz to answer. The Kan Mari Shabishala Yorokas Bikdeira Mamish Kashir Shabishlu Babasa. What's Kashir mean? Most Pokemon assume Kashir means the same height in the pot. I cooked meat 5 inches up the pot, and I cooked vegetables 5 inches up the pot. Okay? Varaya Shalomdu Amasha Amur Gabe Chatas Avodazar and Vav Koyom Nasa Giyo the Chavera. It's the equivalent of a hagola because it goes that high. Masha ain kain bishar makomos sheire masa shebishal mayim v'lonis kaven sheir mamish b'shir shebishal basar. It's not as high. V'zelo odiv kagola. It's not going to work as a hagola because it's not high enough, as the Beis Yosef says. Kora hagosh aridura. The Maksha Lomaloye Bishop Mokom Hagolo. So answers the Taz this question. It's an excellent answer. This is what the Taz says. Comes along his protagonist, the Nekuda Sakesa, who's always arguing with the, that's his whole saber, is to argue with the Taz. Take a look, you have Nekuda Sakesa. It's humongous. Huge. Okay? But nearly the Khan Mari, that's the Taz's Teretz. Uva Sifri, what's the sefer called? Oruch Mishach. The Oruch Mishach you'll find printed in the green Torah you have. The Oruch Mishach is there, his longest sefer, in Sadi Dalit. Kasavti Terutzim Acherim, Yosef Miskavlo. I have better Terutzim. My Teretz is better than your Teretz, Taz. Mine is better. If I must say so myself. Okay? So I will quote myself. Atikeno kan. This is my sefer on the Shulchan Aruch. It's on the tour. I'll quote myself, and he says Kosev Atur. Rabbi says Shem Arash. It's good Chazara. Shem Bishri Rokas Bekteira Shel Basa Shemut Olavash Shel Bog Acha Kacholov Shekvan Ismait Koach Bela Habasa VeNiklash At Shein Roar Lochol Olav Shem Isav Basa VeCholov. Remember Amurim Shel Bola Het Kemosha Amarnu Avo Bola Yisur. The olam will be sura chiyagala royal hagali lamar alalamim, and cooking vegetables won't work. Ad kana rashba. Beis Yosef says, Tosfos and Chulin is against it. Against it. Why? Svirlu the davka gabe kochim amina and hachi. Shem the kema the dava the dvar Torah min bemina bottle perov ukmua be kochim adaraisa. Whoa! I'll show you the Tosfos in a minute. V'chein nira from the tour in Tzadi Dalit Sefer Atruma. Then huchmu mayim b'kedera shel basa mitok le'esliyes v'chashasosu me'esliyes the bishul abasa bishul b'cholov is mutter. So you don't hold from the Rashba. Otherwise, you can say more than that. The mutter levashul b'cholov lechatchila achashahur tuchu b'hamayim. The water itself should be like the Irakis. Why is the water not like Irakis? Yeah? Okay. They made a mistake. The Dina Rashba is Emesubor. This is quote from those who argued them. Kumbuah behedya b'shas. Muskim mikol ha-poskin. Kumoshi is bor. Ve'en inyan diviyatoysis v'arosh perakol ha-basa v'siyosun l'klal. Toysis v'arosh. We have to show it inside. Open up to the toysis. It's kuf yud beizim and aleph. You have to see it inside. They're pilpling what toysis meant. You got to see the toysis inside. What is this? Tosfos Rabbeinu say Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Give a look. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Very important to see inside. End of a long Tosfos, which is about Nat Barnat,
which we'll be discussing in a couple of weeks. That's a very major sugya, but not today. Towards the end of this toast, it's the top toast in Kufi Beis Amin Aleph. It's a carryover from the previous page. As it's found. Watch this. It's over here. Avodah Zorah and Vov. Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagil L'Chaveru. Okay? How can it be? If you had, what does it say? Bishop Bechatas, Mevashel Bekadera Shlomim. Arei Memayet Bachiloso, the Mitzvah L'Zorim, L'Noshim V'Lavodim. If you ever say Esdim Kohen every morning, you should say it. You see, Chatas can only be by male Kohanim, and Shlomim by everybody. I'm Mifsli B'Yotze. What does Yotze mean? Goes out of the border. What's the border? If you say Esdim Kohen, you know. Chatas is Nechol Lefnim and Akloim, only in the Azara, whereas Shlomim is Nechol and Becholayir, throughout Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's possible B'Yotze. Okay? What's Pshat? Why is that so? High timer. Should the min bemino midoraisa bottle berov? Uve kli miklash ukmo adoraisa. They let it be based on the doraisa rabosai. Says the shach quoting from the other poskim, Rashal and others. Hey, this toast is against the Rashba, because the Rashba tries to quote the Gemara of Koyol Nasagil Lechaver as a precedent for being cooking your ruckus in a milflashing pot to make it power of an effect. No! It's a unique dispensation when it comes to kachim, because midoraisa we say mimimino's bottle barov. You can't quote it as a precedent. That's what is quoted by the Marshal and others, that this tosis is against the Rashba. Because according to tosis, there's no precedent for the Rashba's din. That's what the Shaka's grappling with. Let's open back to the Kudas HaKesef what the Shaka has to say. Back where we left off. Look what it says. Important to see. Says the Holy Shach. No. Tos rosh lo boy el liyashev de heich mutter levashel bepa mashenis shlomim. The memad bachilosa. You're going to reduce the amount of time in the shlomim from 2 days in one night to 1 day in one night. So you're going to cut it down by so many hours. Was that kosu mishum de ukmua lis bashel adoraisa de botel berov. Kevin the Bipama Shainis Adayin Ain Kan Isr. Da Adayin Lo Nasanosar. So to Chatas Shemivashil Shlomin. Bishvil Kohen Mivashil. Umemelon is Batal Barov. Fine. Abovadai. Iagololo Mahani Tikshi. Take Mivashil Bipama Shlishis Kochim. Kevin the Nasa Kvar Noser Mi Pam Harishono. The Vadek Shanaser Neser Akli Lo Shayech Lemeimer Be Ukmua Doraisa. Ukmua Doraisa means when the contents of the Kli get mixed into the meat. Min Bimino Ukmua Doraisa. But while the contents are in the walls of the pot, can't say Ukmua Doraisa. The Imlokain Lavitsuk Mashas Kla Latam the Choyom Nasa Gilda Chavero. Who needs that reason? Ukmua doraisa. Began lo hoya tsarach legil klal kochim. Who is that gola? Say ukmua doraisa. Elavare lo shayach le makmua doraisa ele betarshil she'ein kan isir adayim. Aval akli kevet shekvon nesar eichim vashavo belo liben le makmua doraisa lechen mukrach lomar ki orashbo kevet ahashta heteru mahanya le hagola. Wow, this is what the Nekudas HaKesef is saying over here. A major yisod. Oh. Fine. In order to chazer this, Rebbe Osai, I think if you look at the Megillah Sefer, he's going to quote this as well. Always good to chazer. Let's look inside a good chazara from the Kudas HaKesef to see it here again. What happened? Get out. What? Say it small.
You clicked the X.
This? Oh. Let's see. Because the Rashi is the only Rishi who quotes this in the halacha, others don't discuss it. And the Beis Yosef quotes that some Rishonim argue with the Rashba. And we're trying to make it to avoid it. Let's go further, we'll come back to this. Habeis Yosef Hochiach, as we saw in the Kudas Akes, and the Taz. V'divrei Sefer HaTrumah Shesover, the Bebishal Basar, v'chakach, chimei mayim, uvo levashal cholov, ein sorach lahamten me'es li'es, mechimim ha'mayim, ala Bebishal HaBasar. Fine. Because you don't say chanan behet. V'lefi HaRashba, ein sorach lahamten klal, achar chimim ha'mayim, kevin dehem ha'klishim, as Tama Bosa Balua, Umuchach Shasefer Truma Cholik Al Rashba. The Taz, we just saw the Taz Yeses Kasha. Tur quotes both. Tur quotes the Rashba here and Sefer Truma and Simon Sadi Dalin. It can't be contradictory. What did the Taz answer? The Rashba's case is when Bishel Yerokos for Osa Shir. What does Osa Shir mean? You got Yehuda's Pshat as the bed of Pshat as usual. What's Kavanas HaTaz? Where is it? Here we go. The Rashba Medaba Begavna Shemavash Yerokos and also Gova Shabishlu Kodim Lachenis Bosa. And say for Truma, no, didn't do it that high. That's Pshat in the Taz. You have to add Avshem Mavashal Bosa Mixas Kli Mifapea Bosa Bechola Kli. We spoke about this in Zvokim Tzadi Vav. We have in Tzadi Basif Hey. Bechozos Molbishal Yerokos Mixas Kli Lahaklish Gam Is Tam Abosa. Habalu alamala migova yerokos. That's the Rashba says. Fine. Shach has different terutzim. One, the Beis Yosef says the Rashba is referring to a kli shetef and a kli cheres. Fine. Two, the Rashba is referring to a case where you cook the yerokos in the entire pot and hella resicha. It's actually boiling. We didn't get to it yet. Say v'chum medava be'ovan shel abishal b'chol akdeira osho hella resicha. It wasn't boiling hot. It wasn't bubbling hot. Umidivri Ashach Mashma Shehavin Shedino Shalarashva Shemol Bishla Yerokos Umidin Hagolas Kalin Bitzorah Zet Tnoim Shalagolas Shemayim Yalav Resicha. It's one of the preconditions of Kashi. That's the boiling water. Vigam Shiyagal is Kolakli. Fine, that's the Rashba says. Earlier, the Rashba said this way. Da 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 da. V'diri Ashach was at Tmuim. Rabos, it's the Kudas Akedah, it's a Pel Atum. Chaznish es the Kasha. The Borer, Sharash Balav mi Torahs Hagola Nogabo. Ela Shabishu Maklish es Abela. The Ein Hagola be a ruckus. Rabos said, it's not hot enough. It's not boiling, it's not bubbling, boiling water. It's not a real Hagola. Number one. The old, Darash and Medaba Gamal Shpud, Shetzolo Olobosa, Machakach Dogim. If you roasted meat and you roasted fish, the fish weakens the meat and they can roast on it cheese. You got it from the Gemara. You don't need to know about Gola. This is a shpud. And also, the Rashi says the Hedra. Shein Tzorach Shivasha Bekola Kli. The Sagi Bebishel Mitzvah Sakli Lahaklash Esmasha Nivlam Namalame Abtashel. It's not. Behold, he compares the not by not that there with some mutter. And that's nothing to do with Hagola. Behold, Harashim is signed the Bishal Yerokas, Mol Rak Mabasa Bishal Hefner. Abba Beisal Yolam, who? Beisuach Yagal, Choror Lagal, Vilavan, Royal Lavin, Umashu Lehedra, the Bishal Yerokas, ain't a moment to Hagola. The Shach himself has this kash. This is impossible. Can't be. Not Agola. Shabishul Mola Haklish is Abalua, Ben Tzorach Lazet Tanoi Agola. This is very important to understand it properly. Oh. No. Fine. I both say so good. So far, so good. The Shach, once again, is Shver. The Shach is Shver. Fine. Fine. Now, the Nekudas HaKesef said that, contrary to the Beis Yosef, the Tosfos that we saw in Chul and Chuf Yud Beis is not against the Rashba. What does that mean?
those who say it's against the Rashba. Why? Because the Rashba is trying to prove his point from Kol Yom Nasigil L'Chavero, but Tosfos is based on Ukmud Daraisa B'Mimino. It can't serve as a source, therefore, for this din of the Rashba. Take a look at Rabbeinu for a moment in the Chavos Das, if you don't mind. Open to the Chavos Das and see what he says. Look in the Chavos Das, please. Sivkot and Beis. You all have it. Please turn. Oh, I just made blue.
What?
Still there.
Get back on. What happened? What?
E on bottom.
E? This guy?
Yeah.
Thank you. What's blue? It'll be blue. Whatever. We're color coordinated. Look at the bright side. We're color coordinated shear today, Bosa. Shear in blue and white. We are so concerned about Eretz Yisrael, and the shear in blue and white. Okay. Rabbi Say, please turn to the Chavos Das here at Siman Tzadi Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. You all have it. Here we are. Biurim Sivkot and Beis. He quotes the Taz. This is quite lengthy. We can't read the entire Chavos Das Beis. It's very long. Try to pick out a few highlights. A few highlights. Okay. Hashach benekudas hakesef, it's about 10 lines in. Hisigolov against the Beis Yosef. Tlokosva tosva ze, the ukmuda raisa, elakusha de kumamai bachila. Rabosai, by putting in shlomim and chatas in the same pot, you're reducing the amount of time you need to chata, the shlomim, from 2 days in a night to 1 day in a night. Shadai lo nesar, hasn't become also yet. Aval acha shekvon nesar lo kmua daraisa. What did the Kurus HaKesef say? Once it's already usher, you don't say kmua daraisa. Who tmu in the varav, is the Chavos Das about the Kurus HaKesef. Because Tosfos in Zvokim, Tzadi Vav, hikshu, ateirutzim zeh, this teretz of Ukmud Araisa, Mirokik Shenoga Berokik, is in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin Manal, Visham Acha Shekvon Neser Mayri, it's actually prohibited. Behold, and Tosfos Zvachim Tzadi Rav gives the same answer, on the Kusha of Yotze. What does Yotze mean? Went out of the boundary. V'akavanosa v'akusha hoya al-karachach, te'eich mevashen shlomim b'chol o'ir, because the chatos can now must be eaten within the kloim, and you can't take it out into the full Yerushalayim. How can you do that? Hare muchach, dafilu acha shenesa ukmu adaraisa. That has to be. Abel feels that the Taras Kushas Beis Yosef. So the shach is a pele. He says, how do you answer the kasha of Beis Yosef? Skipped a few lines. Recasha things for future use. No! You have to break it, you have to get rid of it, you have to eliminate it. No, sir. Behold, the Tosfos Kosov to Bekli Mikdash, Ukmua Daraisa, Mashma, the Bishal Mutim Daraisa. The old, the levit woman mino, or acham esses demutim adoraisa. The old, timkei nelev miyochad b'psachem emdalid tam kikam bekotchin. All these four kashes, elavare the shvira b'kli cheres and rika b'kli matkas who gzeres hakosuv. The hikbid rachmano ablias nosar shesh bekelim kibo divin and sreifa lenosar. You have to eliminate the nosar from the pots as well when they're inside of the pots, from the walls of the pots. Blonisha raktam kolush. Yeah. The mutabeh terek washakots of a rajba. Blowik pita torah atam zeh. Not because you only use it, it's going to become treif. You have to live in it, no, sir, period.
We say what? Right, the mitzvah shvira marika ain't a tole b'yisam is bashal achro. It's a mitzvah say yotzeb liyas no, so poshut. Hashlo kosher shub kushas abeis yosef. Lama ayin viduk.
Whee!
A little bit complicated, Rabbi Osai. Chazir a few more times, you will see what the Chavis Das is driving at. That you cannot say min b'mino, what's in the pot itself, it hasn't been even come out yet. You have to say that the Hagolah makes the taste of what's absorbed weaker. And the Xeris Akotam to get rid of the Balua Bekli was never said by a Tam Kolish, which is left behind, only by a Tam Chosuk. And we see something amazing. Watch this now. It's amazing. You have to learn Karbonis here. For the Yashav Yerambam, Meister Karbonis Ches Yudalim, Sheposak, the Ein Tzorach Shvira B'Klicheres, Rak B'Chatos, V'lo B'Shak Kodshin. The Pashas Tzav. Who's Bar Mitzvah Pashas Tzav? You know Bar Mitzvah? No. Talks here about Karbon Chatos, the whole Pasha there about Shvira B'Klicheres. So he limits it to Karbon Chatos, V'lo B'Shak Kodshin. Tom Olav, the Rambam. The Gemara derives from the din of Marika Shtifa that applies only to Matches and not to Cheres. The Cheres never comes out. The next cooking is not going to, the food is going to be kosher. After Yesh Krol, the Tam Kikar Abom and Amamish, Mikod Ashiga Bibsoro, Dobachulun after like a Krol de Mishras, the Tam Kikar Mitam Abom and Amamish. Nonetheless, it's the Krok, we know, the Giule Goyim, Umigayula Goyim, the Matsina Lamela, the Giule Kochim, the Rambam Sphile, the Tam Kikar, the Rabbonon, look in Shach Sanichas Beis, Alma Sphile, the Giule Goyim Chidushu. V'lo matzina lemelach mimena. Rabbi Osai, if those who remember well, Tosfos and Masechet Chulin, on the Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, to make a brief reference to the Gemara and Pesachim. Tosfos Chulin, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Osai. Dibra Maschil Mibasar. Says, Ulumar Migiule Ove Kachovim. You derive Tam Kikar from Guli Akum. The next Tosis, the Chiddushu, Tosis quotes again. Now what? That's a Chiddushu. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is a Torah B'Chalba, etc. So therefore, we're saying it's a Chiddushu. You can't derive from it. But it's a Gzeres HaKosta, Rabbi Osai, that you require Shviras Klicheres or Mishas Tiva B'Klimatches. That's a Xeris HaKosev, Rabbi Osai. Once it's not based on logic, but Xeris HaKosev, there's nothing wrong with the Rambam limiting it to Korban Chatas. Limiting it to Korban Chatas only applies to Korban Chatas, but to break the Kli Cheres. I and the Yotzi Bidei Dofyo. No, Rabbi Osai. It's Min Bimino. Take a look over here. Look carefully. Right? It's only Xeris HaKosev. Only applies to Chatos. You can't derive Kochim from Gyulei Midyan, which is considered to be some level of a Chiddush. Nonetheless, since the Chiddush was said by Kli Cheres more than other Kalim, it's a raya that things are, it's very, very porous, nothing comes out, as the internet attests. Cheres, earthenware, is the most porous of all substances in the classical world, as Chazal already understood. Fine, Rabbi Osai. So far, so good. Narabosai. We have another important point right over here in this same source. Oh, look over here. Habeis Yosef Ochiach Nidivri Hasmak Begabe Tchivas Kapsoris Begdera Shalcholov. This Rabosai is the first thing we're going to see. Mamash, the first thing after the Pchina. Blineta. And Simon Tzadidal, the beginning is this. We'll see it inside in the Mordechai. What do you say? If you took a milchika, a fleshika pot, no, a milchika pot and a fleshika spoon, and you pushed it in twice, you have to have twice shishin. And you don't say that the first parmi shon niklash tam abosar bein osa betchiv ashniya. Hey, the fact that we say that indicates that the Rashi was wrong. Otherwise, the first time I pushed it in, it's like it should be weakened. And then for the second time, it shouldn't require another shishim.
You do 60 times, and you get down.
You get down to nothing?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's what it's a, what's it called? It's a certain mathematical formula for this. You know better than me. You take a 1/60th, the next 60th is 60th of less. It's always going to be left with something. You'll think about the... Okay. Because over here... Yeah, the Shach answers. Yeah. It's a Kashan Rabbeinu Yeruch. What's the answer? Kosa Beis Yosef. Watch this now. Shirak Mayim Yeshlem Koach Lahaklish. If I'm cooking vegetables in water, that's going to weaken the taste of the meat or the milk inside. Velo Cholov. But Cholov is public enemy number one in the flesh of Kapat. And he explains the Beis Yosef. Meyachav v'cholav who public enemy number one. I'm adding those words. Also b'basar, eino b'din shehu goreim shel heter lahaklish es tam habasar ulatir levashel b'kadei v'cholav. It's a beautiful svara which is found in the Beis Yosef. Public enemy number one in Hilchos Basar v'cholav, which is named the cholav and the flesh of kapat. What are you going to say? That's going to make things more lenient, and the meat's going to weaken the taste of the milk that's, of the meat that's in the pot. Ah. Doesn't make sense to her Rav Beis Yosef. And he calls the Bari HaShulchan. Shechokar Bahacha Klosha Shel HaRashba Im Zeniyah Yedei Sheyotzei Chelik Mibliyas HaBosar Shel Bekli. Takes half of it out. Oh, Yedei Sheyorokos Nivloim Bikdeira U'misarim B'misarim Maklishim Oso. Is it that you pull half of it out or you throw something else in which stunts and blunts its power? He says, Tuta roots him in the Beis Yosef. What's that? Ima klosh ayadei she yotzei chelik miyatam abulu o through Yerokas. Ma ich beslano she zei yotzei de cholav. Sof kol sof. Yotzei chelik nika miyatam shel boz. Who cares if it's milk, which is public enemy number one? Still took out part of the taste of the meat. Rak ima klosh ayahi ayadei his arvus tam a Yerokas bebosar. Yeah, you're putting it in. Yesh lomar. Itaroves ha cholav bebosar. Ein ha bedin. Shetatir, den kategor nasa sanegor. Like that expression? Interesting expression. The prosecutor came kind of defense attorney. The prosecutor is the milk. They want the milk should make things better. Doesn't make sense. Midoch. Ashakotim Abay Sursa. Shalucholov ein koyach lahaklish. Yeah. Zeish lahovin, the other territory of Abay Sursa. Imahaklushan nasais. Aydei shenifla tam abosar diyesh loma rak mayim yeshem koch lahaflit v'lo cholov avle mahaklosho nasis ayedei hataru his arvus hatavshet bebeluot, not by pulling out, by pushing in mistaber shecholov yosef maklash v'sat tam abeluot me'asher mayim shen lem kol kach tam faker. If you want to have a foreign tam to get in and to weaken the meat that's there from before, then fakert, milk would be the perfect foil. He says like this, most Rishonim don't go against the Rashba, and therefore we should only use him as a svek faker. We shouldn't rely on the Rashba by himself. Ad kan Rabosai, the Megillah Sefer. That's what he says so far. Now, it's interesting. The Bari HaShulchan, those who have the Bari HaShulchan, look inside, please. Open up, if you don't mind. Simen Tzadi Gimel, it's only one Sif. Simen Tzadi Gimel, Sif Aleph, Dibra Maschil, Lo. Again, a brief excerpt, not everybody has it.
found on page, it starts on page Resh Yutes. Quotes the Tur, quotes the Rashba, quotes many poskim, Kudas HaKesef, goes to page Resh Chaf. Whee! It's the whole page Resh Chaf. And even goes a little to Resh Chaf Alas. I can't, obviously can't read the entire body of Shulchan. But he has this famous Chakira Rabosai, this is sold, as he's quoted by the Megillah Sefer. When it's Kol Yom Nasagil, is by pulling out or by pushing in. That's his Chakira. Yesh Lachka, those who have it, it's the sixth wide line on page Resh Chaf. Im Klisha Satamu Mneshtiotzi Mitzvah Rotamo Latocha Tavshil or Machal and Nislala Lunishbo El of Dover Muot Faket Klisha Satam Bo Mitzad Iru Vatam Shalam Machal Hasheni by going in. The Lashon of the Rashba is it pulls it out. Shekosav Shom Shalo Nishbo El of Bela Muot. So the rest comes out. But the Beis Yosef, according to one Lashon, says Bishul Bachol Lonita Levasha ba'od cholov. Okay. The came on the cholov osur bebasur and a bedin. Shehu gorim hetter bebasur adkan. Right? The katega de sanega. Isaka daita ketama rishon anal. Hari ain a cholov gorim hetter. Elamasha nifcha shira basur hu amatir. Elanirim is there. Sheklishus atam bo mitzad. Eruv tama shalamachal asheni. The nimsa shapir. Shacholov goreim heter, which it is not likely to do. That's one riot that it happens by pulling out, by going in, and therefore not apply the cholov. Pulling out, what's the difference? After the brackets, alash al chori yesh lechir fakert imcha from the Beis Yosef. Why? Mashakosav od shom lechalik bein mayim lecholov. Dafka b'mayim. The Rashba says they have koach lahaklish or lahaklish bela ha'isa. But cholov has no such power. If tamarash may iruv atamim, because it mixes up. Or imcha mistabra, the nearer the cholov is bay tvei tamamimayim. Myra's tasteless. Milk has more taste. More taste. So you have to say, Beis Yosef is spooky misabkale mitam of the Rashba. You never know. According to both answers, you never know which way it goes. That's what the Bari HaShulchan suggests. That's what Mr. G suggests. Fine. Now, both say any questions before we go further. Spent a lot of time on this, more than I expected, but things often take longer than I expect. That's just the nature of the game. Okay. The Ramah over here says, in Siman Tzadik Gimel, we're back to Siman Tzadik Gimel. Take a look at the very beginning. Siman Tzadik Gimel, the very, very beginning. It's only one sif, the whole Siman Tzadik, but it's very, can't finish so fast. The very, very beginning of Tzadik Gimel. The very first line. Deva Shebishl Babasal Yavashal Bacholov. The ambition of himself makes the ace. Osir Benosin Tav. Okay? Osir Benosin Tav. Says the Ramah. Betzorach Lashar Neged Kol Hakadeira. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? It's the Mefurish Gemara Bosai Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. So it's right to the Gro Sivkot and Beis. Open your Gemaras, please. You'll see the precedent. Sadi Zion Amud Beis. Look inside. Sadi Zion Amud Beis. Mora says towards the bottom, talk about Chal, with a small yud is about 10 lines up. Pshita Dibididei Misharina. You have to compute through Archimedes' principle the volume of the entire pot. Why? Dibi Madanafik Mina. You're only going to measure how much milk is emitted from the pot. You just don't know how much. You don't know. Says the Shach. In Sivkot Nalef. Also ben Osenta. Kloma. Yitamenu kfeila. Goya shakuk. Im yesh botam. As we saw in Sadi Beis and Sadi Ches. The Rav. Who's the Rav? Who's the Rav in Shach Tzvi? Who's the Rav? Come on, the Ramah. Ozel Tame, the Shekos of Shaman Tzadi Bez and Tzadi Ches, the Ein Noagin Lismoch Atim as Goy. Lachain Kazav Tzorg Lashar Neged Kol Akadera. You have to have 60 times because we don't trust Goyish tasters anymore. Very nice. The Ramah, the Shach Shachanog Lashitoso, and the Ramallah Shitasa. Fine, let's go a little bit further in the Shach. Watch this now. Watch this. The Af Al Gav, the Masha become a Duchti, the Masha Betoch HaKli Shishim, Neged Kol HaKli. Shlomar, then a chinamikom. So tzorach l'shar neged kol akdeira, because in most cases it's going to be that way. Inami, I found a funny case. Mashkachas lifomim shiyei rochav akdeira godol kolkach, such a huge and thin pot sheyachzik mayim shiyu shishim kenegdo. It'll hold 60 times its volume of the Archimedes principle will be found in water inside of the pot. Gon shenechushto dak, very, very thin metal. Barachva godol, it's very, very wide. That's the case that the Shach is giving over here, Rabosai, in Sivkoton Aleph. In Sivkoton Aleph. Fine. Fine. The Shach gives another caveat, another important caveat. Umikomako, had the tzorach l'shar neged kol akadera, Archimedes, 60 times the volume of the full pot, of the walls of the pot. No, hande b'kadera yishana pliadin and kabbalah. It's a little pot. You have no idea what it absorbed over the years. Uchidaliel siman tzadi beisifei, tzadi dal tzivov. V'chein afilo hi yishana. Why? Because the original basa was spoiled in 24 hours. You can't revive it from the walls of the pot. Spoiled is spoiled. So writes the Shach here, very balabatish and stuff, and explaining over here in Siman Tzadi Beis, Siv Katan Aleph, Pasha Pshat. This is Pasha Pshat. Simple Pshat. Simple Pshat. Very good. Very good. Simple Pshat. Fine. Interestingly, and it's going to come up later on, the Prima Gottam over here, at the very end of Aleph, watch this. He says as follows. U'mashakosa v'ashach, din bishl bosa tok meis liyeshul bishl bosa rishon, afilu hochi entzol l'sharak neged bosa sheni, mavur, sadi dal chav beiz, isover, demonin niblia shnia. As the Prichodesh says, in other words, you count from this, you restart the clock from the Bliya Shnia. I would have said you start from the Bliya Rishona, because everything has to be within 24 hours. No, you count from the Bliya Shnia, which we're going to get back to. We learned Sadi Dalit at some length to try to analyze which position is the correct position. Let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. Oh. We have an expression, kol akadera. Kol akadera? The entire kadera? What? Yes. The entire kadera, the entire volume of the Archimedes principle is considered completely swallowed by trefa blias. Wow. If you look at those of the Bari HaShulchan, take a look, if you will, in Sivkot and Tess. Please look, open up. Simen Sadi Gimel, Sivkot and Tess. It's on page Reish Chav Beis. Goes over from Reish Chav Alf to Reish Chav Beis. Kosu Mitzvah Saposkin, the top line of page Reish Chav Beis, the Bari HaShulchan. The Lav Davka Kenegat Kula. The Habasar HaNivla Tov Dofne HaKadera. Me'uravu in Me'abishul. Rabosai, since we don't know how much got absorbed, we have to count the full volume of the spoon.
But wait a second. What if something else is absorbed exactly at the same time? We have to discount it. I can't hog the entire capacity of absorption of this particular calf. I have to share it with my the other guy on the other side. Here's an example. It's always enough water, the equivalent of the volume of the meat. Why? We ever have time sharing? This is space sharing. The wall of the pot is sharing space between two tenants. One tenant is called meat, one tenant is called water. So you can't say you have to calculate based on the entire volume of this of the spoon. You have to split it 50-50. A very interesting point over here. He quotes it from whom? Chamude Daniel. And others hold exactly the same way. Chavis Das holds that way. He says, not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees. Some disagree. Like everything else in Jewish life. Who disagrees? Isa Veheter. And a number of others who hold that way as well. Okay? It's a machlok. I think we have a right to go to Kulin's machlokas, but this is what I'm just showing to over here. It's in the Bari HaShulchan, Sifkotin Tes. In Sifkotin Yud Aleph, rather, same page, page Reish Chof Beis, he makes the following comment. Afilu Bishel HaCholo Vakimikas Akli. There's an important note. He quoted from the Prima Godin, and that's the halacha. And it applies. He says also the Shach says. Take a look at the Shachs of cotton bays. Neged kol akdeira lekamon sariches hisboyer diain chiluk ben kdeira shel matzah or shel cheres. There's a rhyme that limits all these cases to Kli Cheres because it's absorbed so much as not go. We pass it up. It applies to other Kalim as well. And take a look over here. He says it's Lav Daka Cheres. Why is he making that point? Why? He does protest too much. Who disagrees? Look at in the Sifsei Das base. Ayan Shach. The end chilik by matchas v'cheres, not by matchas v'cheres. Matchas ain't b'sham be'or v'yof. The local arrived. The local arrived. The arrived said, "If it's matchas, no, you don't have to be also the entire thing. The b'sharin, how much get absorbed? But omed yofa with a liberal estimation of how much is there." So writes the arrived. Frek the Rashba against the arrived. Wait a minute. But we saw Nav Kuf on Tzadi Zayin. What's the reason we have to connect a kula? Because of Minoy Adina and how much it absorbed. It's a Balabat Shel Cheshbon. Don't give me a lumdus. Kli Cheres this way, Kli Machas that way. It's irrelevant. Since we don't know what's happening, we have to be Machas for the entire volume of the calf. That's the kasha which the Rashba asks against the Ravid. You can find it in the Rashba Tzadi Zayin, Amud Beis, as well as in the Torah Sabayis Ha'oruch, the very beginning. It's page Aleph Med Beis in Dalad Dalad. If you want to look it up, we don't have time to look at it inside. Fine. Now we come to the Ramah a little further in Simen Sadi Gimel. There's another Ramah. The Mechaber said, if you had you waited 24 hours before you put the milk in the fleshika pot or vice versa, no tal of gam, and the tavshel's okay because it absorbed from the meat absorbed from Tom Pogam from the meat pot, the meat from the milk pot, milk from the meat pot. But what about the pot itself? Avala kedera osur levashaba lo basar velo cholov. Why? Says the Shach Gimel, fishu balua mishneim. It absorbed both milk and meat. Also levashaba basar lechatchila. I feel the achames the es mi bishul zeh. Kemosha also the vashel chol of the chatchila b'kedera shel basar achames the es against our ra'ah. Miu in bishul basar toch mi es the es the bishul shel chol of pshita jatav shel asim b'diyemet. Avel in bishul b'chol of pshita de muta b'di'evet. It's more than 24 hours, Rabbi Osai. It's more than 24 hours from the original cooking. Avol shar dvarim, sheina lo basach of parv, yurakas v'dogim, yeah? Muta levasha ba'afil l'chatchila. Who said so? The Rama. Avol shar dvarim, muta to get cooked. Who cares? Rabbi Osai, this pot has absorbed two things. It absorbed meat, absorbed milk, 24 hours apart from each other. I can't use it for meat or milk, I use it for vegetables. Mefurash Ramah. Ula kamon simen tzadi dal tzefes is the shach. Kotav harav, the Ramah himself. The noagin lesser akli shenei ben yomo afilu the shah dvorin. Afilu v'shenitcha v'o rakaf ben yomo. Im ken kolshkein, kan, din is bashal v'o bosar mamish. How can you live a shah dvorin? The Tzorach Lomar, the Khan Sosam Adram in Dina, here's the Din, and Tzadidal is the Chumrah. Rabbos, it's very important to know what Chumrahs are. We're not so into Chumrahs these days, at least some people aren't. So here's the Din. You can't use it for anything of meat and milk, but you may use it for parv. And Tzadidal is a pay, quote a custom, not to use it at all. It absorbs treif, its mamish can't be used. It says milk is a flesh, even 24 hours apart. You shouldn't use it whatsoever. Ever. Okay? Whatsoever. Why is Shah Dvara Mutta Mikir Adin? Says the Gura. Sivkot and Hey, look inside. Do ain akdeira balua me yisibas on the cholov. Why? Do ain habela osa. Why? Came in the time of basar kvar nifkam. The time of the meat was pugged before the milk got in, or vice versa. Via tavshil mutter. Whatever you cooked in there is permissible. As the Shulchan Aruch writes, he says, explain, and he quotes Tosaf on Azar and Vav. V'yesh losas v'chulde. What did he say? This is Tosaf we saw already a few times. Tosaf says, the reason why we ask the pot is because Tchilas b'liyoso is b'shevach, and therefore you couldn't use it at that time, so it stays also forever. As opposed to the food, that the food was mutter from the beginning, and didn't make Zayin and Miyotim and Yomo. Says the Gro, Avol Shar Dvarim, that with respect to them, the tchilas bilua basa b'chalav hoyolif gam. Ah, the Gaon is a Gaon. What's the Gaon saying over here? If you have, you're cooking either meat or milk, so you started with one of them, whichever you started with started b'shvach, so therefore you can't cook either of them. But when it comes to vegetables, the only time it became trade with respect to vegetables is after the second one was cooked. But the second one was cooked more than 24 hours after the first, is tchilas b'liyosol lif gam, with respect to vegetables. And that's the whole thing. We're both saying, whenever we kasher any pot, we went spoke about this, the treif goes into the pot, into the water, back to the pot. So what did you accomplish? What you accomplished? Tchilas v'liyosol the pot. Here too, with respect to the fish vegetables, it's tchilas v'liyosol the gam. So says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agro, Sivkoton, hey, but you cannot cook, you may not cook either basar or chalav, as the Gro explains us of cotton dalit, havla kadeira b'chule, but mi boi basa, you can't use it for meat, because balua mechalav, the last entry was milk, al afilu chalav, but even milk you may not cook there. I the last cooking was milk, after b'liyas habasa over kromes, yes, it's more than 24 hours, after the last time that milk meat was in it, mikol makom lechatchila aser, as it says, gzeira ben ena ben yomo. Otto ben Yomo. There's no which the last one was in. As long as there's basar b'chalav both in it, you may not use it for basar or for chalav. Okay? That's what it says. Fine. Everything is gevaldik. We see from here, as the Baal Shulchan writes in his Biurim, Ibn Maschel Avo, that we said last week was correct. Tosis and Ayin Vav. It's an Isa Levasha b'kli zeh, when it was a ben Yomo, and therefore we have to ask for this kli even after 24 hours pass. Well, not the pshat, we're afraid guys are going to make a mistake in din between those in Tam Lufgam and those in Tam Lushvach. No, if that's what you're afraid about, here too, you're afraid you're going to cook, Rabbi Osai, you're going to cook even in a case where meat and milk were within 24 hours. You're allowed to cook shar dvarim if they were more than 24 hours apart from each other. Why make exactly the same gzeira? He'll mix up and even if within 24 hours of each other, whether it's bus of b'chol of mamish. The answer is we're not afraid of that mistake. We're only afraid of the one mistake. The pot which if you would have used it earlier would have made things treif. You may not use it even later. That's the limitation of how much the gzeira goes, and that's a very important raya to this yisod. Rabosai, so far so good. This nakuda we keep saying is found, I believe, in the Rush. How do I get here? Rush. How do I do this here? Get me onto. How do I get the? I want to show because the Rush has a similar as Chazara from the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, but the Rush has two terutzim and not one. And I want to show the distinction between the two terutzim if I can. Thank you. I guess it's Avodah Zarah. Talmud Bavli, I guess. For the work? Talmud. Whoa. Oh, man. Fancy. Oh, Talmud Mefarshav? Or Rush? You're going straight to the Rush. Tiv HaLacha Mashiach. No, this is the. I want the Rush. This is. This has nothing to do with Gemara. I want Talmud Mefarsh about. Mefarsh about. Yeah, Rush. There it is. Rush knows it together, right there. I want to Rush. How about a Zara? And clear. Okay. Simon. What's the name of Simon? Lamed Vav. It's probably the last one. Close to one. Last one. Yeah, fine. Thank you. Okay. Good. Wow. It's okay, take a second. Be patient. Here we go. The Rush is asking Tosfos Kasha. Why is it, Rabosai? They made a gzeira, Eina ben Yomo. Otu ben Yomo, with respect to not using the pot, but they never made a gzeira on the food. Right? Why? Why make a gzeira on the pot and not on the food? Tosfos has the same kasha. Discusses the question that Tosfos had. Why is it that the Eina ben Yomo were machmer on the pot and mekel on the food? Where is it? Oh, here it is. In Bishul b'di'evad v'kli she'ena bas yomo akdeira asura v'atav shel mutter. Why? Ki akdeira hoya bo isur kodem shenifka, which we just explained. It absorbed you're supposed to have it. There was an issue to cook in it within 24 hours, and they were afraid you're going to make a mistake. That's what we translated. Avalatavshil lo hoya bo yisra me'olam. This food was never us. Gives a second terence. V'yod b'tavshil lekel le'migzar dilma ochel b'nispashel b'bas yoma. Why? To lo shchiach levashel b'bas yoma. Why? Ho v'yosu l'chatchila afilu k'sheinu b'bas yoma. So you're not even cooking even in the Bas Yoma, so it's not going to be Shchiach to cook in the Bas Yoma. So it gives a second answer that we didn't have in Tosfos, that's not Shchiach. Milsad lo Shchicha lo Gozu be'Rabbanan. Oh. Now, we come to the end of the Shir. Do the best we can. Rav Osai. Which is, how do you define the chatchila and b'di'evet? Rabosai, this is the chatchila we just had. What if it's klei cheres?
What if it's clay cheres, Rebosai? It's clay cheres, you can't kasher it, assuming for the moment. You can't kasher it, so then what do you do? Take a look at the links on the rush, see if it works. I go, so hey, this may actually work. Hey, why goes? Okay, watch this here. Avakudera ishores ba levashule ben basyoma, osi levashul basyoma. That's exactly what we saw before. Aval ein lomar hatam the ein lahatil levashul bekudera levishes zelachatchila. V'nosam levkam lechatchila aser. No, it can't be. Why? So came in the tune and shvira of its klicheres. Have a look at the yemid. You can't say that the only reason we're machal by the pot and makel by the food is because the pot is lechatchila. Just kasher it. No, klicheres. But the Ran, Rabosai, gives exactly this teretz. The Ran in Pesachim gives exactly this teretz. Precisely this teretz. How do we get the Ran? I go back to Browse? How do I go? How do I get to the Talmud Bavli? Oh, I'm sorry, I should know how to do this by now. This one?
Yeah,
this
one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What's Bavli? Bavli?
Should...
Actually, it's Bavli. Could you share
one?
I want first year, a riff. I realized I made a mistake.
Riff,
but we don't take care of that. That's it, one. Thank you. Riff, start. Oh, run, actually, we want run. What happened? Did I make a mistake just now? Press the wrong button? Didn't I press the run? Made a mistake?
No, go back to the
riff. Okay, I must have pressed the wrong button. Sorry, fellas, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm messed up. Sorry. Here it is. What daf? That's Chesem and Aleph and the Dapi Arif, the old Dapi Arif.
How much of this is going by the Gemara?
I assume it's going to be by the standard Vilna edition of the Ozu Hoda. Yes, this is the one. Rabosai, look carefully over here, please. Watch this. Here. I feel a man that stand of kamuter hanemir di evet. Aval khatkhila rabosai lo. Afal gabdul rabi efshul dishbar sakadera. I feel hochi lo have kit di evet. Again say go sashri. It's considered a khatkhila as far as food. I have to break a pot too bad. What's his raya? Khul and kufir alaf. Hay pincha dis malach babisra. Atmer of ami. He broke it. Klicheres, he broke it. He could be Eved, love in the mitbra, l'shayad l'mocha, wait 24 hours, and it's already been the Eved situation. Levadai pinchol kudera apagav l'tzorch shabron lav kudi Eved dummy. As the Ran says, it's not considered to be in the category of a b'di Eved, Rabosai. My nafkamina, Rabosai. According to the Ran, even if it absorbed something which was bad from the very beginning, we'd still say you're not permitted to use the pot. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, the only time we say that, listen to me, the only time we say that you can't use the pot at any banyomo, if it absorbed the Shevach, Tchilas and the Shevach, we saw it in the Rosh, and then we saw it last week in Tosfos. But according to the Ran, no, it's a different word. We view it as a lechatchila, and you simply may not use it, even if at the very beginning you absorbed if something which was pogu, However, Rabosai, the Ramah disagrees. Why? I just showed you the Ramah. I showed you the Vilna Gaon Sifkot and Hey. What did the Vilna Gaon Sifkot say? How did he explain, Rabosai? How did he explain the Ramah that Shah Devarim is Mut? He explained it. He says, Cholav is also why the Tchilas Pagliyas Abosai El Shvach. It's mutter. We pass an halacha like Tosfos and not like the Ran. And the same thing we'll see later on in Siman Sadi Dalas of Dal, exactly the same thing.
Ay, Rabosai. So what about Kli Matris? Kli Matris. What about a metal pot? Why do we say it's Tchilas B'liyosa Lifgam? It's Mutter. Just kasher it. Just kasher it. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Kasher it. Kasher it. Yeah. Take a look over here in the Prima Godin, in Sifsei Das, Sifkot and Gimel, right over here. He says, the same you sowed, Rabosai. The same you sowed. The Balua here was never also with respect to Shara Dvarim. But if the Kedera was Mitzchilosa B'Shvach, then it's prohibited L'chadchila K'shekibel Mitzchila Yisum Mushboch. Mushboch. Well, the minute when we go beyond that. But he says, Rabosai, that you would not have to kasher the pot. Apparently, kashering the pot is not considered to be in the category of the chatchila. That's what he says. Afilu b'shar kelim kein. Okay? This is the Prima Godim, says the very beginning of the Sif Sedas. Sif Koton Gimel. Sif Koton Gimel. And that which this Sif Sedas says by Kli Cheres. A milcha kli cheres eino ben yomo, which absorbs milk, is mutter according to Tosfos. That's incorrect. It's not correct. We saw it in the Gra. But here he quotes the Rambam. It's my last point for today. He quotes the Rambam. What did the Rambam say, Rabosai? The famous Rambam. It's a humongous Prima Godim, Sishedas of Kotten Gimel. But in the middle of that long piece, he quotes the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said that you should do a Hagolah by Kochim right after the Bliya, which means before it became Nosar. That's the Rambam that we saw last week. We spoke about it. And he says over here, please look inside in this Prima Godim and find me the Rambam. In a Rambam, the Rambam, he says like this. Watch this. Kdeira shel cheres. It's right. One of my peregrine Zion. Halach Aleph and Beis. Shel bishel b'sar nevela. Also levashel b'sar shchut de babayom. Shel bishel osu. Eino mino v'no sein tam. Lo osra Torah ala bas yoma. With the resofim af eino bas yoma. So the Rambam passes b'fei, which one the Gemara. That Osra Torah Doraisa or Bas Yoma. Hine Tire Shemina Torah Osra Levashel Bas Yoma. Frek the Prima Godim Avshe Sovev Perek Tetzov Macholos Asuris Aloha Bezen Gimel Tam Kike the Rabbanon. Oh man, this is a kasha to end all kashas. If Tam Kike is the Rabbanon, why did the Torah prohibit using this kli? No matter what comes out of it, it's not going to answer the level of Doraisa. What's going on over here? It's a Prima Godim's kasha. What a fantastic, fantastic kasha. Why did Torah answer it? There's going to be no but the evident consequence. Tam kikas derabonon. Mikol makom moded digiulet goyim noagafayom lo de chidishu haroas shah. Some interpret. Chidishu shukhidishu Torah gmar psachim. Halachi perusho. De chidishu de bas yoma pogma purta. Vafilu hachi osra Torah ein nilmod mimenu avodazara samach zayinam in beis and tosis. Okay, vafilu hachi ein nilmod mimenu tam ki ikar osam lechatchila tzivse Torah lehagel kelim kevin de efshe behagola de kli matches muska bikra efshe kli cheres bikol mokum havi lechatchila, as we saw before in the rat of the post that goes to Ashri. And he has a knockout line. Umatzinu kama pomim in a Torah chiluk ben lechatchila tchil mitzchatchila l'diyeved. Is that really true? Is that really true? Do we find distinctions between lechatchila we have on a level of Doraisa? Is that really true? Rabbi, is it true? I want to show you what Tosfos in Masechta Nida. How do I get to? How do I go up here? Talmud. Where's Talmud? I get Tosfos? I get to press Tosfos?
Yeah.
Nida? Where's Nida? Help me find it. Here it is, Nida. Oh. Watch the Tosis. Okay, it's this Tosis. Call. I'm going to show you one line of Tosis. Watch this. The Ein Lomad Lechatchila Boy. Why? The Kevin the B'diyevet Tor Lechatchila Nami Lo Boy V'tala Lo Tvila. You don't find on a L'raisa level any distinction between an Issa V'heter and Lechatchila B'diyevet. Avol Bila U'mikur Bikurim V'chalitza. This is last year's Shiva spoke about Richus. Mitzvahs Ninu. Hukal Lechatchila L'yevet. Only time you find a distinction between the Chilma Di'evit, Rabbi Osman, and the level of the Raisa is when it comes to a mitzvah. You have a korban. You have to bring four sprinklings of the dam. We say it every morning, Lo Nosa Lo Ikev. So you have one is going to suffice. It's a mitzvah. Chalitza. That's all right. That chalitza is a mitzvah. Because you have to do three things. You have to take off the shoe, and you have to spit, and you have to read. But two of them aren't me'akev. You want the impression that the Prima Gomer is conveying over here? That Hagolas Kalim is a mitzvah. The whole point is not to avoid kashrus problems. So you shouldn't eat treif. It's like Tvilas Kalim. I'll give you some mashal. Tvilas Kalim, you all know, we pass on halacha, that if I use a non-getorvel to kli, the food is still kosher in the mahadri. Here too, according to midaraisa level, use a non-kashrut kli, the food midaraisa is kosher in the mahadri. Tamik is the rabbanon. The Torah said you have to do it anyway. It's a mitzvah, Rabbosai. It's a mitzvah. A very major chiddush of both sides. But it's a mitzvah. You and I wouldn't have said it on our own, but there are poskim who say it's mamish a mitzvah. I'll give you one maramokum, as the shiur has to end in a minute. Those who want to look at it in greater depth, you have a Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita has a piece about it in his sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon. Those who want to look it up, I'll give you the page number here. It's page Kuf Mem Hey. We're based on a certain kasha. He says as follows: the mitzvahs haTorah he shelo lishtamesh bekli shel iser. The ein zet tolui klal b'matzav atav shelachakach im yia osur amuta. No, so why did the Gemara somehow tie it to Tam Kiker? Tam Kikas Doraisa. It's called a Kli Shal Iser. Has a Blias Iser in it. Tam Kikas not Doraisa. It's not going to be called Kli Shal Iser according to others. According to the Rambam, no. Even though it's Tam Kikas not Doraisa, it's still labeled as a Kli Shal Iser. Kli Shal Iser. That's the case. He says, why, according to the classical Svar, does it say a Kli Ben Yomo you may not use and a Kli you may use. Say like the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that after 24 hours, we had this expression. Who remembers the expression was? Last week. What is it Ra'ah and Bedek Abayis call Nos Tam Lefkam taste? Ke? No one remembers? Ke Afra Diara. Not doing Bittle. Afra Diara. Afra Diara doesn't exist. And it goes on and on. I can't, the time does not allow me to what I'd love to do, because I like to finish on time. So Rabosai, these are the Yesodos of Siman Tzadik Gimel. We spent a couple of days on it. Now, the schedule. So B'siyata the Shemaya tomorrow, bright and early, 9 o'clock, start the Chazorah.